Well, I suppose it's time for me to throw my nickel's worth into the subject concerning the possibility of civil war. I would have said my 2 cents worth, but then I remembered here in 2026, we no longer are allowed to use pennies anymore. Oh well, what can I say? The government giveth rights, and the government taketh those rights away. Hello folks, this is Ernest. Thank you for being here. I like to say right off the bat that although I have no doubt that there are certainly many people and are absolutely a large number of the powers that be who would absolutely love to see America totally divided in a second civil war, I seriously doubt that's ever going to take place. For the moment, let's just leave it at that. What I do see as an absolute possibility is a revolution. Matter of fact, I'll go a step beyond that. I could see a revolution taking place within the next 5 to 8 years. Not wanting to pat myself on the back, but quite honestly, I do seem to have a pretty good solid track record of predicting such things. The signs for such a thing taking place are everywhere. Now, just so I'm perfectly clear, I don't want to see a revolution, particularly a bloody revolution. But just like America's revolution with England over 2 centuries ago, these things happen. When a society's situation with their government becomes intractable and oppressive, eventually, something's got to give. What I'm talking about here ultimately are rights. But there are rights that matter, and rights that really don't. And for many, many years now, the focus has been on the rights that really don't matter. And it's very important to be aware of the difference between the two. For example, over the past 30 plus years, citizens' rights as far as employment, healthcare, and the ability to gather in groups for anything larger than a fucking bake sale without the intimidating presence of cops in riot gear is direct tyranny against any meaningful rights. Yet on the other hand, if McDonald's or Taco Bell suddenly and without warning decides to discontinue a menu item, it will often actually be on the news through corporate media, as the general population is either screaming with fury and indignation or considering collective suicide over the loss of those menu items. That is the tragedy of what we have become. Sure, corporate-controlled government, make me work long hours for shit pay, or even multiple jobs, paycheck to paycheck, for the privilege of living in a cramped apartment with 500 other people in the same complex. But don't you dare take away any menu items from McDonald's or Taco Bell. Fortunately for you, I'm older, and I remember when our society had different priorities, as well as expectations of government. This was, of course, when we still had some semblance of a functional government, before it was taken over by utterly corrupt corporate oligarchs in 1980. Life in America has quickly spiraled down ever since. If I could get back to what I mentioned about the timeline for revolution, perhaps it's more accurate to say this. The revolution will take place when there are absolute masses of unemployed, hungry, homeless, desperate people. And the corporations that currently own the government know this. So, they devised the current plan. Perhaps you've heard the phrase before. You will own nothing and be happy. The current scheme works like this. Allow the population to have pacifiers they created for us, what they want, fast food, video games, endless entertainment, and celebrity obsession. And they'll be completely distracted from anything which is actually really important in life. This scheme has worked well for many years, but now it is rapidly beginning to fail. As the population ages, people in their 30s and 40s are coming out of their collective consumer trance and realizing that they are either in midlife or rapidly approaching midlife and don't have a pot to piss in. And worse yet, realizing that the game is rigged and they'll probably never have a pot to piss in. Something that people from my generation recognized was going to happen a long time ago. So what can you do about it? The very first thing is to seriously consider that everything that I am saying here is true. And what I'm telling you is the reality of the current situation, and that things are going to get worse, much worse. The next thing you must do is to recognize the importance of networking. I don't mean that in the corporate sense. I mean that by literally talking with people. Stop keeping your eyes glued to your damn cell phone. Look up and actually observe what's going on around you. And striking up conversations with, heaven forbid, complete strangers. It's important to understand that there's no golden rule or success strategy to get free of this mess. Each and every individual situation is different, and each requires different strategies to break free. Here's a simple example of breaking free. Let's say you go to an auto parts store for, you know, something simple, you know, such as an air filter. Now, if you're not mechanically inclined, but you need work done on your car, if the store's not busy, you don't want to piss off other people, ask the guy helping you if they work on cars or know someone who does. Exchange phone numbers and take it from there. A lot of the time they do or know someone who does. But you can't do this if your head is proverbially shoved up your ass via your cell phone. The end result is that in most cases, you can get the issue fixed at anywhere between 1/3 to 1/2 the cost of taking your car to an authorized service center. They often even come to your home to do it. Of course, this is something you'll simply have to feel out. Remember, you're establishing a relationship here. I would start them out with a few fairly simple maintenances or repairs. And if that works out, voila, you've got a good, reasonably priced mechanic who should warranty their work, saving you a lot of money, and you're not supporting the corporate machine. And lastly, speaking of networking, if you have any comments or questions, you can reach out to me via my website, TheErnestManShow.com, and click on the About Me/contact page. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.